Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
This is Pete Evans. Off to a flying start there from 1971 on Mainstream Records. That was Art Farmer, and that was Kenny Durham's Blue Bossa. And the personnel in there was Art Farmer on flugelhorn, Billy Higgins on the drums, Warren Smith Jr. on percussion, Jimmy Heath on tenor saxophone, Cedar Walton on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and James Foreman and M. Toomey were playing the congas. The album's called Homecoming, and we're moving to 58 next, and the Prestige label and Red Garland's album Manteca, the Red Garland trio, plus Ray Barreto on congas, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor at the drums. This is Exactly Like You. Great music between now and 11. band, recorded in the 60s in Europe, in Germany actually. That is the Kenny Clarke, Francie Boland, a big band from the album Off Limits, and that was John Sermon's tune, Winter Song, and we heard Kenny Clarke on the drums and Francie Boland on piano, co-leaders of that band. You also heard Benny Bailey, Rick Kiefer, Art Farmer, once again, Dusko Gojkovic on trumpets and flugelhorn. Aki Persson was on the trombone along with Nat Peck and Eric Van Leer. Derek Humble on alto saxophone, Billy Mitchell on tenor, Ronnie Scott, tenor, Tony Coe, tenor and clarinet, Sahib Shihab, flute, soprano and baritone, Jimmy Wood on the bass, and Kenny Clare was also playing on the drums on that one, and that was actually recorded and supervised and produced by the wonderful Gigi Campi, and actually it was just, I'm just reading it now, it's recorded in Cologne in 1970, actually, I thought it was a 60s recording, but it's just at the turn of the decade, 1970. A cracker, nonetheless, I'm sure you'll agree. We're moving 1 year earlier to 1969, and the fifth and final album by the great Don Rendell Ian Carr Quintet. It's called Change Is, and this is one of Don Rendell's tunes, Mirage, and this features Ian Carr on trumpet and flugelhorn, Don Rendell on tenor and soprano saxophones, Michael Garrick is on piano, Dave Green on bass, and Trevor Tompkins at the drums. Surely one of the finest quintets of British jazz musicians ever assembled. Anyway, this is Spinning Jazz. It is Pete Evans at Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Each and every Sunday morning between 9 and 11, we delve into the wonderful world of jazz. Thank you. inadvertently doing a reverse chronological order of dates, because we had a 70, a 69, and that was a 68, and the next one is a 67 recording, purely by coincidence. Anyway, that was Lonnie Smith on Blue Note Records from his album Think, and that was Three Blind Mice, Lee Morgan on the trumpet, David Newman on tenor saxophone, Melvin Sparks on guitar, Lonnie Smith on organ, Marion Booker Jr. playing the drums. Next up, it is Jackie McLean from his album Demons Dance, and this is a tune written by Woody Shaw called Buan's Grand, and on this you're going to hear Woody Shaw on the trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, Lamont Johnson on piano, Scott Holt on bass, and the recently departed wonderful drummer Jack DeJohnette, RIP. This is Spinny Jazz. It is Pete Evans at Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
We'll be right back.
years old when that was recorded, August the 16th, 1961, on Mercury Records. The fantastic, versatile and supremely talented Roland Kirk from his album We Three Kings, and that was A Sackful of Soul. And on that particular track, as indeed on most of the album, he was playing the tenor saxophone and the manzello, which sounds rather like a soprano saxophone. He also, on that album, plays the flute and the stritch, which is a sort of straight alto saxophone, and he even plays the siren on a couple of tracks. Anyway, the rhythm section was Richard Wyons on piano, Art Davis on bass, and Charlie Persip playing the drums.